phenomenal with everyone getting results.
Yeah, well, I thought I would add to that.
Let's go.
So I'm on week 11. I'm down, I know you say off the scale, but I'm down 18 pounds.
Let's go.
Yes, but more than that, I did go through a little bit of a lull, and I feel like on the chat I've seen other women also kind of expressing the same thing I was going through. Of, you know, 10 years ago when I tried to lose weight, it came off, it like flew off. Well, I'm almost 52 and it's not coming off at the speed I'm used to, and I have to keep reminding myself of that. And I was starting to get a little defeated just for a couple weeks. And then I'm not kidding you, and for anybody that's listening, if you can resonate with this, I literally, Tyler, I walked into my bathroom, woke up, and I work from home, so I rolled out of bed, was getting ready, and I literally looked in the mirror and started crying. I'm like, it was like overnight, like something just completely changed. And I'm like, what the heck? And I did do the before pictures. And so that I pulled out the pictures and I had my daughter come over and take a picture. I'm like, oh my God. So I automatically like started to shift of, I don't care what the scale, I do care what the scale says, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm 300 pounds, so I have a lot of weight to lose, but I stopped focusing on that number. And now every day I wake up and I see something different, whether it's the double chin is going away. I have these things called collarbones sticking out of my, I can feel the bones in my shoulders, you know, my chest is decreasing, you know, my face is, my son is like, what is wrong? Your face is getting so thin. So, you know, those things, you know, like obviously I want to get down to a healthy weight, but that focus shift off the scale, even though, I mean, I do get on the scale just like your last caller, like once a week or every couple weeks, because when you have a lot, I feel like I need some sort of like gauge. But I anybody that's feeling a little defeated or not understanding what you're saying about look in the mirror and look at what your body's doing, go by your measurements, your clothes, and just like your last caller, bless her heart, the clothes I was wearing, what I shouldn't have been wearing, now they fit or they're loose. And I actually just went and bought some new clothes and I'm down a size, like a complete size in 11 weeks. And I bought a bathing suit for the summer. Who does that? Like, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go buy a bathing suit. I'm feeling so good about myself. So a lot of attaboys all the way around other than what that scale tells you. So I just wanted to, you know, call, and if anybody, one person is feeling the same way I was feeling, I just say, trust the process, trust it meal by meal. Just like you say, it will happen. Trust your body. It will do what it's supposed to do.
And that's why I try to tell everybody too, this year for my cut, I was like, what the hell? Why is nothing changing with my body? I'm like, this, like, am I wrong on what I'm doing? I do this every year. Week 6, I looked in the mirror. I'm like, oh, there it is. We're good. It's all coming back. There it is. So, like,
it kind of just amazes me how that can happen overnight. Like, did I sleep for like 2 weeks since I've changed? Literally. And so, yeah. And I mean, I watch you almost every day. I'm on the live almost every day. And I could see you around week 6. Your face got super thin. Like, you could really start to see the difference in just like in your face. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's just so crazy. I'm just like, what the hell? Like, why? Yeah, it's, that's why I tell people, like, just keep doing it. I promise you, the body is just adjusting to everything, and you're losing body fat internally. And I hold all my back in my fat. I mean, my fat in my back. That's where I hold most of my fat. And, like, I will lose it in my back first, and then everywhere. Like, it's my legs, my arms, my face, and then everything else.
Right. And yeah, I kind of do like the face and my shoulders, and you know, and like the bottom half where I carry most of my weight is last, you know, I kind of feel like it goes from head to toe, you know, type of thing. But I just have learned to really trust in the process. I actually went out to dinner at the Buttes at Top of the Rock. It was like a very expensive dinner, and my friends are like, well, what are you gonna have? Like, what can you have? I said, I can have whatever I want. That's the beauty of this, right? What I choose to have day after day after day is one thing, but I'm at a very nice restaurant, and with a bunch of friends, I'm going to eat. And so I saw, I got the ribeye steak, of course.
Delicious.
And then with it automatically comes potato, like a potato, but I don't even know if they were mashed potatoes. It was more of like a puree, really thin potatoes and asparagus. I'm like, perfect. So I had a couple bites of the potatoes just because they didn't even taste all that great, but the asparagus and steak were amazing. And then, of course, everybody was getting dessert, and I feel like, aside from the weight and the inches and everything else, it's the relationship that I'm repairing with food, because I had cheesecake and I was totally fine with it. It was almost way too sweet. Like, I couldn't even finish it, but I made the conscious decision to eat it. I enjoyed it thoroughly. And then the next morning I had True Meal for breakfast and I was right back on it. It was like, I didn't fall off the wagon. I didn't mess up. And to me, that's super important. As we're going through this journey, that we have a healthy relationship with the food that we're eating. And if we're doing this not for a period of time, I hear you almost every day saying, don't do it for a wedding and don't do it for this and don't do it for that. It needs to be a long-term process, especially if you are understanding your why you're doing this. If you're doing this, I hope to live another 40 years, having desserts here and there when you want it and for whatever reason, just own it, eat it, and go on, you know. And I didn't have that before. I'm the one that took forever in the damn grocery store because I was so afraid to make it.
I know exactly who I'm talking to. I got you.
Yeah, and now I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna have that cheesecake. And I had like 3 bites. I'm like, I'm good, you know, because I had to have the personality that if you tell me, no, you can't eat this, no, like, I resonate so much with what you say when people say, so I can't have potatoes. You're like, well, is that gonna do you any good? It's not that you're saying you can't have things, it's just what's going to be best for your body and the results you're trying to get. But the minute, you know, you tell me you can't have chocolate or you can't have the cheesecake or whatever, it's, I'm like a kid. I want it more rather than just have a bite or two and be like, yeah, that didn't thrill me. I'm good. You know, get the fix out of the way and be done with it. But, and just like your last caller, I bought a new Ninja air fryer. I got rid of the air fryer I had. So now I have the Ninja that you have. I bought a Ninja coffee maker. I don't know why. My coffee maker was fine.
I love the Ninja coffee maker. Like, doing the over ice function is the best.
Yes. And then I bought something new. I bought one of those little Dash waffle makers, and I'm learning how to make truffles. So for anybody out there, so what I do is so I mix, and I do all different sorts of things. So you do like an egg, the whole damn egg. You scramble it up in a bowl, and then you pour that in the waffle maker, and then I'll add like bacon or sausage and vegetables, like maybe like onion or peppers or whatnot, and then you close it, and it turns out just like a waffle, but there's nothing in it. Cheese, whatever, I change it up all the time. But so it looks like a waffle, but it's egg and cheese and protein.
So it's like almost an egg omelet. You just cooked it in the waffle maker and it's so quick and easy. And you don't have to flip it.
Exactly. It takes 2 minutes. So a lot of times for breakfast, like, I'll do a couple of those with like the I call them oink. You know, with yogurt. I'll do that with a tiny little bit of like raspberries or blueberries in it. And then that's it. And I started shifting because I found like I'm so hungry in the morning that I'm finding now that I'm eating more in the morning, and then I do my True Meal for lunch because I get so busy during the day with work to try to stop and like cook. So I'll do my True Meal for lunch and then my normal dinner. But so I've kind of started doing that, and it's an amazing breakfast, and it keeps me full for hours, forever. And it's all protein and vegetables and cheese.
I love that.
Yeah. So just trying to discover some new things and, you know, different ideas and all that good stuff. So yeah, doing great, feeling great. I could totally identify with your last caller. I didn't hear Ashley too much. I came in right at the very end as you all were hanging up. But your last caller, like, the way I feel when I wake up in the morning and I'm sleeping so much better, and I just feel better, like I can conquer every day and not worry about it. Like, I go, I'm working 12 hours a day, and at the end of the 12th hour, I'm like, what's next? What are we doing? You know, so just the body, the way it feels, there's just so many positives, you know. So I just wanted to share all that good news.
I love it. You're crushing it. I remember you saying it took you 2 hours to go grocery shopping. I'm like, what the hell? We need to go grocery shopping. I'm in and out in 10 minutes. But
I think it was 2 or 3 hours that night. I was more of the anxiety of making wrong decisions and this and that. Now, I mean, I know before I even get in there what I'm getting. And I don't know if you remember what I told you the last time I called, that I found out I'm going to be a grandmother.
I do remember you saying that. Congrats on that.
Thank you. And my daughter has really been struggling with the first trimester, just hungry, but she can't eat because she's so nauseated and this and that. She's like, Mom, you know what I'm supposed to eat. Like, tell me. You know what to do. Like, what protein? Like, am I supposed to be doing protein? So, like, she's coming to me for what's the best thing I could be eating.
I love that.
Everything. And, and she, they said her A1C was slightly elevated, and so they're watching her. And I'm like, well, this is what you need to be doing. You need to lay off the soda. You need to lay off the carbs. You know, you need to increase your protein. She's like, all right, Coach Tyler. You know, because she knows I watch you religiously, and she knows what we're doing. So she's like, you know, it's kind of comes full circle when your child's asking you, okay, I need to make better choices. What should I do? When 2 months ago, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, keep doing what you're doing. I can't thank you enough for calling in. Hopefully, just every day, everyone just calls and tells me about the amazing results they're getting. And we're just getting started, girl. We're just getting started. So,
absolutely. Like, you know, when you say if one call, you know, everybody would call, it would help so many people, because there's a lot of people. I used to be a teacher, and, you know, I'd always say my biggest thing was there's no dumb questions. If you're thinking something that you don't understand something, and like at work, I'm a trainer, so I'm like, no dumb questions, no nothing like that, because if you're thinking it, there's at least 10 other people that are thinking it, right? So as you've got these hundreds of people on your lives every single day, I am, like you said, we're no one special. We're all the same, and the people just aren't comfortable enough speaking up. So if we can call in and just share what we're doing, tips, tricks, good or bad, right? It's not, I mean, weight loss isn't all pretty all the time. You know, we are human beings. We tend to struggle from time to time. You know, if it helps a couple people to understand they're not alone and to keep pushing and trusting, then we did our job.
That's it. That's why I do this. And keeping it simple and just begging people to freaking start. That's it.
Yep. You will not regret it.
100%. Well, I can't thank you enough for calling in.
Of course.
Keep it simple and keep doing what you're doing, all right?
I will. You do the same.
Hey, that's what I do every day.
Yep.
All right, well, have an amazing night, all right?
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.